telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. Lusaka City Council demolishes 78 illegal structures in nighttime operation. Zambia, we want party cast doubt on UPND's chances of winning the 2026 elections. And in international news, Putin and Modi in China for summit overshadowed by trade wars with US.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Lusaka City Council, in collaboration with state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation conducted along Kafir Road. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mamba says the exercise, which started at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of today, saw a total of 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters removed. She said this operation forms part of the council's comprehensive strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and enhance urban security across Lusaka. Ms. Mwamba said the structures in question had become known hideouts for criminal elements, targeting motorists during night hours, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents.
The exercise, which started at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of Sunday, 31st August 2025, saw a total of 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters removed. This operation forms a part of the council's comprehensive strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and enhance urban security across the city. The structures in question had become unknown hideouts for criminal elements, targeting motorists during night hours, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents.
The Zambia We Want Party has charged that the UPND government is unlikely to secure the 50+1 votes ahead of the 2026 general elections. Party spokesperson Mohabi Lungu has stated that the current administration has fallen short of the expectations of the Zambian people and is likely to struggle in winning broad-based support. Mr. Lungu has criticized the government's performance in policy implementation, adding that shortcomings in this area have led to persistent challenges in key sectors of the economy. He has emphasized that the situation highlights the urgent need for the opposition to remain prepared and united as the country approaches the next election cycle.
I don't think that they will. They won the last elections with 57.2%, I believe it was. And one of the reasons why they got there was because they got Lusaka and Copper Belt, which I think that in all fairness, Lusaka and Copper Belt were some of the strongest provinces who thought that some of the things that were going on under the previous administration needed to be pointed out. Their implementation of certain policies has been a disaster. We think that sufficient people have seen through the UPND. And so they will probably fail to get a 50+1 position. I think so.
Chinama Hills College Hospital has disclosed that the facility attends to up to 800 patients for mental illness issues on a weekly basis. Hospital acting head of clinical care, Dr. Gassi Kweku, has explained that the figure includes both new patients and those returning for reviews, among others. Dr. Kweku has noted that substance abuse remains one of the leading causes of mental illness in the country. However, he has emphasized that environmental factors and community support also play a critical role in influencing mental health outcomes.
Patients we see at least on a weekly basis. So we do get to see about up to 800. As of last week, we've seen up to 800 patients in a week. So this number included people that were coming in for reviews and that were coming in as first-time clients. So one thing to understand, once those numbers are said, is that our conditions are lifelong, if not chronic. So the same individual might be counted several times in the year because they are coming through for reviews. Okay. And speaking to the conditions that that account for these numbers, obviously top of the list is substance abuse. Substance abuse is top of the list. We do manage substance abuse in the context of addiction.
Senior Chief Kalimang Konde of Lunga District has praised the UPND administration, stating that it has outperformed all previous governments in delivering development, decentralizing resources, and promoting accountability. Speaking during a courtesy call by Luapula Province Minister Engineer Nelson Musonda last week, the traditional leader also commended President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership style and fiscal discipline, noting in particular the reduction in foreign trips as a positive sign of cost conscious governance. The senior chief further applauded the enhanced constituency development fund, describing it as a game changer in empowering communities and accelerating grassroots development. He, however, urged the government to expedite efforts to clear blocked water channels in the district and called for an improved work ethic among local contractors. In response, Engineer Musonda assured the traditional leader that the concerns raised would be addressed and reaffirmed the government's commitment to inclusive and sustainable development across the province.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Road Development Agency has observed a growing trend of local construction companies entering joint ventures with international firms on government-funded road projects. RDA Chief Communications Officer Anthony Muloa has told Hot FM News that Zambian contractors have partnered with international firms on several major projects, including the construction of the Tata Yoyo to Lukulu Katunda Junction stretch along the Lusaka-Mumba Road. He said other notable joint ventures include the recently launched 105-kilometer Blue Lagoon Road in Mumba District, the Monza Nickel Road, and the Mamba Batoka Road in Southern Province. Mr. Muloa has encouraged local construction firms to take advantage of these partnerships by learning from the more experienced international engineering companies with a view to independently undertaking similar large-scale projects in the future.
The Road Development Agency is really happy to note that local contractors are doing well in the construction industry. Currently, you can see by the number of contracts we have signed, the government-funded road contracts, the number of contractors are going to join ventures with the Zambian contractors. I'll give you an example. China Geo Corporation, which is undertaking works on the Lusaka-Mungu Road, specifically that you get to Lukulu Katunda Junction, they're in joint venture with the Chisangano Construction. Equally, we have another joint venture on the newly signed Blue Lagoon Road, Monze Nipo Road, Mamba Batoka.
The top international news.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are among the 20 world leaders attending a regional security summit in China ahead of the annual gathering of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in the port city of Tianjin. Modi is holding talks with China's President Xi Jinping. It is Modi's first time in China in 7 years. Putin, who is a close ally of China, arrived to a rolled-out red carpet in Tianjin today.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
After weeks of intense competition, the CAF Women's Champions League COSAFA qualifiers will culminate in a thrilling final showdown between Gaborone United Ladies FC of Botswana and ZESCO Ndola Girls at the UJAW Muller Stadium at 14 hours. The clash promises to be a spectacle of passion, determination and high-level women's football as both teams battle for regional supremacy and their coveted ticket to the CAF Women's Champions League finals. The ZESCO Ndola girls bring continental experience and Zambian resilience to the final, known for their physicality and fast transitions. ZESCO have impressed throughout the tournament and they are now one win away from returning to Africa's top women's club competition. For host Gaborone United Ladies, this is a golden opportunity to cap a dream run with victory on home soil. That item brings us to a recap of the top stories. The Lusaka City Council, in collaboration with state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation conducted